Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
This is episode 85.
Now it's time to turn on the Wacky Week wandering microphone.
And with me this week on the phone from somewhere up near Toronto is a longtime friend, an actual Canadian. Please welcome Resh to our Wacky Week podcast. Hi, Resh.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm great. Resh and I got to know each other through the mattress industry. She was with the company. I was with her ad agency. And probably the biggest thing I took away from our experience together and working with other people up there is that Canadians are actually nice people.
Of course. We're known for being nice and for saying sorry. And remember, that's sorry with an O, not an A.
Well, I had some good times with you. And I mean, we worked together for almost a decade on the phone. And it wasn't for a lot of the years that I didn't even get to see you until, I don't know, about 7 years into the whole thing.
It was a treat to see you and to realize that you are three times the size of me.
I want to ask you some real quick, rapid fire, whatever comes to mind first questions.
Okay.
Your favorite Canadian TV show?
Oh my gosh, Canadian TV show. I used to like Romper Room as a kid. We have Marilyn Dennis, you had Oprah.
Okay.
So she, you know, she'd be one of the few that I'd probably watch on a regular basis.
Favorite Canadian singer?
I do like Celine Dion, I will admit that.
Okay, that's okay. No, that was the expected answer, so.
It wasn't going to be Bieber, if that's what you were hoping for.
No, you sent him down here. What is a typical Canadian dinner? For example, what did you have tonight?
Had wings and a Halifax Donair.
A what?
I guess it's similar to like a Greek gyro, where it's like, it's got shaved meat, which is sort of like, I guess, it cooks on a stick.
Oh.
And then you put like a sweet garlic sauce on top of it.
Ooh.
And you can put tomatoes and onions, and then you wrap it in a pita bread, and then you eat it. It's very messy, very garlicky, but totally delicious.
Okay, after this interview, I want the recipe.
I don't know how to make it. My husband picks it up from a local store that's on Main Street.
Here's one for you. What does Canada have that we don't have down here, besides that meal you just mentioned?
We have, you have Tim Hortons now, so I'd have to pick something else.
Right.
I would say, from a candy standpoint, I know that we have Smarties, which are basically flatter and more colorful, like pastel-colored M&Ms for you guys. I know you guys call Smarties little powdered candies, which we call Rockets. And I also think we have a good assortment of diversity.
I would agree with that. I had only been to Toronto, I guess I was there twice. One time it snowed a lot and I didn't see much of it, but the time it didn't, I was really impressed with the city. I thought it was very ethnically diverse, but there was just a lot of fun places to go.
Toronto's perfect for something like that because you have little pockets of the city. You have like little Italy, you have, you know, Greek town, you've got Chinatown, you can find pockets of like great Indian food. So, I mean, touring around in Toronto, even like for someone who's grown up in Ontario and lived here all of my life, I still find Toronto and finding these little pockets and hidden treasures pretty cool.
Okay. Which city is better, Toronto or Vancouver?
Oh, that's a little unfair. I would take Toronto in July and August. And then Vancouver any other time after that.
Okay.
Nothing beats what you guys have in the West Coast, being able to look out and see the mountains.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, well, let's talk about the elephant in the room, and I'm referring to the Republican Party, and I'm referring to Donald Trump. What's going through the minds of the Canadians you talk to right now?
Still disbelief and shock. Nobody can believe that he actually won the election. It just goes to show how either there's something to be said about reality TV and Donald Trump kind of nailed that on the head, or people just really didn't like Hillary Clinton that much, and they thought that he was a better option.
Ah, oh, boy. Neither of those work for me. Yeah, I mean, really, I am perplexed. I had no idea that could happen, but I also, I was one of those who wasn't fond of either of them, nor any of the third party candidates. So I'm just just scratching my head.
Yep, you had very slim pickings, which was unfortunate. A lot of people thought that Trump was kind of threw his hat in the ring as a joke, thinking that that would never in a million years ever come to fruition. And the fact that he actually beat Hillary Clinton and the Democrats against all those pollsters and analysts that they had going, we're just shocked. Like, everybody on Wednesday morning, like, I couldn't stop watching it into early Wednesday morning thinking, that's just not possible. It was like a train wreck, and you just couldn't tear your eyes away from the TV. It'll be interesting. I think a lot of Canadians are wondering what he would do. I think they're expecting him to do things that are still outlandish, but actually secretly hoping that all of that bravado was just to catch attention, and he'll actually surround himself with people who have more level heads and will rein him in so that he doesn't really do anything that could cause permanent damage or world catastrophe.
There's no talk about building a wall up there and keeping us out, is there?
No. If anything, I think a lot of Canadians are putting their rooms up on Airbnb to ensure that get all this revenue coming in from the Americans.
Well, I got to tell you, that was the big threat down here, is that if Trump gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. So for Americans who might be heading to Canada, how do we blend in?
Well, first you have to learn how to order a proper cup of coffee.
Okay.
You never go up and ask for a double cream, double sugar. It's called a double-double.
Oh, okay, good.
So, yeah, not two creams, two sugars. It's a double-double, and you only get your coffee from Tim's. Starbucks is too fancy for us Canadians. And despite what you may have read or heard, we do not have polar bears, moose, or beavers roaming around in the city streets. However, if you run across some Canadian geese, you better watch out. They can be pretty nasty. I was once in downtown Oakville, which is sort of a western suburb from Toronto, and I saw this poor man in a parking lot trying to get out of his office building. He was surrounded by probably a dozen geese.
Oh my God!
Who would not let him pass. He kept honking his horn, trying to inch forward. The geese would just squawk and honk right back at him. I think they realize that they're protected, so they don't care.
So I've got ordering coffee and watch out for geese. How do you spot an American? How do you know all that? Oh, there's an American.
Well, I know that you guys don't know how to spell labor color.
Yeah, we leave the U out.
Well, you leave the U out. We keep it in. I don't know if that's just for extra word counts when we're doing essays, but yes, that's a big telltale. I think also, if we don't hear you say sorry when you bump into a wall or a doorway, that's another tell as well.
Okay.
Almost all Canadians, when they bump into a wall or some sort of doorway, will apologize to it, even though it's an inanimate object.
If you wanted to make all the Americans that moved to Canada feel more at home, would you consider moving Thanksgiving to the fourth Thursday in November versus the first Monday in October?
We do the second Monday in October.
Second Monday in October. That seems so early.
Well, yes and no. To me, I see it as a holiday in October where we wouldn't have one. And then for some lucky Canadians, especially if you're working for the government or the banks, you get that holiday November 11th when we have Remembrance Day. Which I think is your
Veterans
Memorial
Day.
That would be
correct.
It's around the same time as your Veterans Day, but actually, it's funny. One of my friends in the United States actually clarified the difference for me. I believe your Veterans Day is to honor those who are alive and still serving. Is that correct?
And we also honor the fallen, but yeah, it is about veterans, anybody who's served, yes.
Whereas our Remembrance Day is typically a combination of both, but mostly those who have passed to allow us to have the freedom and the luxuries that we have. So But I don't know. Yeah, I find that your Thanksgiving is too rushed because it's at the end of November, and then immediately you jump into Christmas. Whereas if we moved it up, like we have in Canada, you would have all of November to do your Christmas shopping, and you would stay away from the malls in December.
A little more separation. No, that's smart.
Huh. Canadians like to space up their holidays because we have so many of them, and one day a month is actually pretty good.
We are just about into the holiday season and everything else. What is a Canadian Christmas tradition?
Well, you for sure have to watch a Santa Claus parade,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in Toronto or in your own little hometown.
Okay.
You have to go to the mall and endure the long lineups to have a picture on Santa's knee and then pay $20 for that one picture where your kid's crying. And I think, I'm Catholic, so... We always do Christmas Eve as a big dinner for family. So it's pretty big. And then we each get to open gifts on the 24th. And then on the 25th is when we visit more family. It's almost like a never-ending parade of visiting relatives.
And so Christmas Eve is the bigger of the two, or Christmas Day?
We usually do Christmas Eve, though I'm not a very good Christian, where I don't always go to Christmas Eve Mass because it's just too... crazy. And then we spend Christmas Day visiting either the other side of our families or friends,
okay.
like and our friends' families. And then that continues on to Boxing Day, which I don't think you guys really have in the United States.
No, we don't do Boxing Day.
Yes, Boxing Day is our Black Friday, I guess.
Well, I feel like I've got a deeper understanding about Canadians, and now you must know a lot more about us and why we chose Donald Trump.
Yes, you guys will never cease to amaze me. And I actually think maybe it was just big one conspiracy so that you have sort of like a Big Brother reality show of, you know, cameras in the White House 24/7.
I guess on 60 Minutes this past week, Melania was on there and she was hawking her $10,000 bracelet that's available through her jewelry company or something.
Oh my goodness.
And it's like, where is this going? Stop.
They need a handbook or something, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, Rush, I appreciate the time. Please give our best to the rest of Canada and tell them we haven't lost our minds, or at least not fully.
Well, dude, Tim, thanks so much for the call. I hope I get to talk to you again.
Oh, you can count on that. One of the nicest among the nice, our resident Canadian Resh, which is short for Reshelette, giving us the Canadian perspective on what the heck is going on here in America. And that is going to do it for this week. My name is Tim Hunter. This is the Wacky Week Podcast. We'll do it again next week. But until then, if you could do me this one favor between now and the next time we meet, laugh a little, would you?